In one of the most poetic and heartbreaking psukim of Tanakh, Yirmiyahu HaNavi expresses his overwhelming grief over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash and the suffering of the Jewish people. He said, "Mi yiten roshi maim, who will turn my head into water? Ve'eini mekar dima, and my eyes a source of tears." Yirmiyahu wishes he could cry endlessly, that his entire being would become a vessel of mourning, because Klal Yisrael had drifted so far away from Hashem and was facing imminent destruction. The question is, why did he say Ve'eini mekar dima, and my eyes are a source of tears? Ve'eini dima, why not simply say, and my eyes are filled with tears? So the Nesiv HaShalom says something so profound. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin recounts a heart-wrenching story. Ma'aseh Be'isha Achas. There was a story about a woman, Shechento Shel Rabbi Gamliel. She was a neighbor of Rabbi Gamliel, Shemes Bana. Her young son tragically passed away. And every night, she would cry incessantly over him. Her grief was overwhelming. Shama Rabbi Gamliel Kaila. And every night, Rabbi Gamliel would hear her cries. V'niska Charban Beis HaMikdash. And he would remind himself of the Charban Beis HaMikdash. Bacha Kenegda. And he would cry all night as well. So intensely, Achinashu Rise Enaf, until his eyelashes fell out from weeping. The question is, wasn't the woman's grief over her son tragic enough on its own? Why did Rav Gamliel have to remind himself of the Charban Beis HaMikdash to be moved to tears? So the Slonim Rebbe says something so powerful. When Rav Gamliel heard the cries of this woman, when he heard her mourning over her young son, anytime he felt her pain and anguish, he automatically reminded himself of the Charban Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because every tragedy that befalls Klal Yisrael, even something as deeply personal as the loss of a child, is a result of us not having the Beis HaMikdash, as a result of us not being able to connect to the Shekhinah. So rather than see it as an isolated tragedy, Rav Gamliel traced her pain to its true source, the Charban Beis HaMikdash. And that is why Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Ve'eini mekar dima, the source of all tears, the root of every heartbreak, the source of all suffering for the past 2,000 years, is a result of us not having a Beis HaMikdash. There's not a Yid in Klal Yisrael that is not going through a major crisis, either struggling with a child or a grandchild that desperately needs to find the shidduch, shalom bayis issues, infertility, a health crisis, financial difficulties. And the makar, the source of all of these problems, the makar dima, the origin of all of these tears, is the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We are living in time and history known as Ikvas de Mashiach. We can literally hear Mashiach's footsteps approaching. Chazal described this era using a powerful metaphor. Chevle Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. Why Chevle Mashiach? Because when new life, when a baby enters the world, it is always preceded by Chevle Leida, labor pains. So too, before the new world of Mashiach is born, the world must endure Chevle Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. Chazal tell us that the era that will herald the new era, the coming of Mashiach, this new life will also be preceded by a plethora of cataclysmic and catastrophic events. And just like Chevel Leida, the contractions of childbirth grow stronger and closer as the moment of birth nears, so too, the immediate arrival of Mashiach will be preceded by intense suffering. Our world is experiencing pain that is more frequent, more overwhelming, because we are getting closer. A new world is being born. But just as no mother would trade her labor pains for anything once she holds her newborn child, we too will look back and understand that every tear, every struggle, every moment of darkness was leading us to somewhere extraordinary, to Geula and to Mashiach. Referring to the ultimate Geula, Yeshayahu HaNavi tells us, Be'ita Achashena. In its time, I will hasten it. Redemption may come in its destined time, but Hashem can speed it up in the blink of an eye. We are not just enduring pain. We are standing on the very threshold of redemption. Our tears are not in vain. They are watering the seeds of our Yeshua. Every sigh is counted. Every tefillah is heard. Every act of Amunah is shaking the heavens. And remember, the deepest darkness always comes right before dawn. And the Geula is closer than ever. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.